How's everything going, Melissa?
Oh, great. Just finishing a show here in Nashville today, but enjoying the sunshine. It's nice and warm here.
That's good, because I think we're in the minuses up here in northern Alberta, but glad you're nice and warm.
Me at all. Yeah.
We had our bit of a warm stretch there, so we're paying for it now.
It always is that way in Alberta.
So, I mean, you're originally from Vancouver Island. You now live in Nashville. I mean, what is that kind of like going from there? I know you lived in Kelowna for a little bit, but what is that kind of like going from, well, Vancouver Island? I'm sure a lot of people know what Vancouver Island's like or about, but then to go move to a city like Nashville.
So the transition has been quite crazy. I feel like there's a lot of things that happened between Euclid, which is where I'm originally from on Vancouver Island, to Nashville. So Euclid is 1,500 people, small fishing town. We wear gumboots every day kind of folk, right? And that's just the way I grew up. I was always outside and there was no stoplight. So definitely like small town vibes. But when I was 17, my family and I moved to Kelowna, BC, and that kind of was a stepping stone into city living because there's actually like three lanes to a side of the road, right? And there's stoplights there. But I've been coming to Nashville for, I believe, 6 years for songwriting trips. So I feel like since I came here for years at a time before I moved here, it's really helped to like transition my lifestyle into city living. Don't get me wrong, I still miss the West Coast and I miss small town vibes and the concrete jungle is a real thing. But Nashville itself is actually not so bad for being a city. Like, I feel like it's a very small town with the community of musicians down here. So it's been not terrible. It's been great, actually.
So what got you into country music then, being from the island?
So I didn't actually grow up on like a ton of country music, but the stuff that I did was like Randy Travis and Dolly Parton Christmas music with Kenny Rogers. And when I was a teenager, my friends in Tofino and Euclid, like they were listening to country music. And so I was like, oh, this is so fun. And it kind of just like suited my lifestyle. Like we were always on like back roads doing who knows what and like having bonfires. And I feel like my life was already integrated into country music. So it just became a part of who I am and part of my life. And when I was a kid, I started writing music and it always lent in the way of country. So here I am now.
Do you come from a musical family then? Or is this just, you're the one that was blessed with it?
Well, I mean, I stuck with it, I should say. But my mom was a piano teacher and I grew up taking piano lessons from her and always sang in like church plays and school plays. And both my older sisters did at one point play an instrument. My middle sister actually taught me guitar when I was 14, but I loved it the most. And I'm the one that kept with it. So I'm very thankful that I did.
So what ultimately leads somebody from moving from Canada to Nashville? Because I know there is that nice little sizable Canadian, you almost want to call it, just call it Canada South at this point. But
pretty much.
But like what leads to somebody really wanting to make that transition from living in Kelowna, BC to jumping down to Nashville as a permanent sort of idea or permanent for the time being, at least?
I mean, it's different for everyone, but for myself, I knew the moment that I got here in 2017 that I wanted to move here. The city is electric. Everyone who's in Nashville, not everyone, but mostly everyone that I know that's in Nashville is here for a creative reason. So they're writing, they're performing, they're producing, like everyone is here. And it's so electric being around so many people that it's inspiring. So for me, I always thought about it. It was in the back of my mind. And as someone that loves to perform, there's nowhere else in the world where you can perform 365 days a year, 7 days a week, you know? So to me, this is my job and it's also my career and I get to make the most amazing music with people that I probably would never meet if I didn't move here.
Nice. Now your new song, we played it on Rising Stars before and we're going to play it in just a bit. It's called More Time. How'd that one come about for you?
So I wrote this one back in 2021 and I wrote it with two of my Canadian friends, Ben Chase and Lydia Sutherland. And at the time we were all in different parts of Canada. So I was in BC, Ben was in PEI and Lydia was in Quebec and we were all Zoom writing and we went into a co-write together and they were just like, hey, Melissa, like tell us what's going on with you. What's new? And at this point in my life, I was in a 3-year relationship. And so people surrounding me were always like, when are you going to get married? And like, are you going to have kids? And I always felt like there was so much pressure. And so I was just telling Lydia and Ben about it. And I was like, I just feel like I need more time and I don't want to live on other people's timeline. And we wrote this song because of that. So it's very vulnerable from me. And I feel like a lot of people have been able to relate to it, which is great because when you're vulnerable, it could go either way. So I'm very happy with how it's going.
Like you said, it was written in 2021. What made it you wait about almost three years to release it? I'm always curious about the release timelines with people.
I know. Honestly, a lot of things always get put on the back burner. I feel like I was at a point artistically where I didn't want to put out a ballad before I decided to record this. I was putting out a lot of like fun upbeat songs because that's who I am personality wise. I'm very like outgoing. My shows are very like fun. And so I was very hesitant to put out a song that was slow and kind of emotional. But every time I've ever played the song out, I always had immediate like great reactions from it. And so I was like, maybe it's time to put out a slow song and see how people relate to it. And here we are. I love it.
Now, is there a Canadian artist that has not written a song with Lydia Sutherland at this point in time? It's either her or Aaron, everybody. You just pull up, oh, I wonder who wrote this song with them. Oh, of course.
I know. I don't think I know anyone that hasn't written with her, to be honest.
And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah. No, she's killing it. She's a great writer.
No, I mean, when this song was put out, it was saying, say hello to Canada's Miranda. Like, did you feel that was something you now had to live up to, considering you just finished playing a show at Miranda Lambert's bar, coincidentally enough?
Yeah. It's so funny. My entire life, people have always told me that I sounded like Miranda, and I used to be blonde. So I used to kind of like have the same vibe as her. I love like Western style clothing. So I've always been kind of like put on this little Miranda Lambert pedestal. And I'm like, I'm not her. I absolutely love her. Don't pressure me to be her. But to me, it's like the biggest compliment in the entire world because I have always looked up to Miranda.
Well, reading that, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty high praise. All right. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I can definitely hear where it sounds kind of like Miranda. So,
ooh, I'll take it. I do love that. She's always been my inspiration.
So I got to ask, since you were formerly blonde, is it more fun being blonde?
You know what? I actually think I have more fun as a redhead.
All right.
Because it's more spicy. It's more sassy.
There you go.
Blondes do have a lot of fun, though. I always had a lot of fun as a blonde. But I feel like there's more like responsibility in a fun way being a redhead, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're known for a bit being a bit more crazier, but...
Yes, which also kind of suits me because I'm a little crazy, so in the best way.
So what all do you got planned for 2024 then, for the remainder of it? I know we're just still in the beginning months, but...
Yeah, there's a lot left to plan. I will be coming back to Canada this summer. Every summer I come back for a little tour. So I should come back for a month or a month and a half and do a little BC Alberta tour. And I'm going to be going back into the studio and recording more music now that my direction of music has kind of upped itself. I feel like there's a lot of new music that I'm very excited about and ready to put out. So working on that. And I will be doing a lot of touring in the States this year. So working on booking some of that, but just doing so many shows and writing my butt off.
So I'm guessing you're going to be up in, well, I guess you can consider Edmonton, Northern Alberta in September then for CCMAs this year.
I will be there. Yes. Will you be there?
Of course. I actually don't have to pay for a flight this time.
Wow.
And it's not 7-8 hours like it was in Calgary.
Ooh, yeah. No, I'm excited. I haven't been to CCMAs, I think, in 2 years, so I'm excited to come back.
Nice. Well, More Time is, like I said, an amazing song. I'm sure people are going to love hearing it again here. Thanks for taking the time, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.